Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time we're still the ones to bring you the discussion every day about what's going on. God bless us all here. What is going on? This is a conversational program about things that matter. Matter to me, Doug Steffen. Matter to Jay Kirshner. Matter to you. Matter to just about everybody. There's something here for everyone. That's the good thing. At least I plan it to be that way. Yes, every night I stay up burning the midnight oil. Trying to
Restless
figure out, okay.
Nights.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so there is bound to be some good news here. And for those of you who have been following the various comings and goings of Ms. Mackenzie Scott, you'll remember her as being married to the school teacher who decided he didn't want to be married to her anymore, so they got divorced. And then there was the first husband, a fellow that's got a few bucks, and he seemed to have, when he unloaded her, unloaded about, what, $70 billion? How much money did Mackenzie Scott get when she divorced Bezos?
Oh, it was absurd. It was a lot of money. So much, in fact, that she continues to be one of the wealthiest human beings on the earth while giving so much away. What was it? Just last year when she gave away billions of dollars to almost 300 different organizations.
Well, here she is.
She's not
giving,
done.
No, she's just giving this week $84.5 million to the Girl Scouts. And this is to 29 of its local branches. There was an announcement made this week that she had given a generous, a large cachet, shall we say, actually the largest donation from a single individual in the history of the Girl Scouts. That's pretty cool. Anyway, she said, the woman that runs the Girl Scouts of America said, quote, "We're so appreciative. This is a great accelerator for our ongoing efforts to help girls cultivate the skills and connections to lead in their own communities and globally." So were you a Girl Scout when you were growing up?
I was. I did the Girl Scouts for a few years.
Yeah, and how'd you like it? What did it do for you? How did it help you?
I didn't really make it out of elementary school as still a Girl Scout, so for me it was just more about something to do after school, hanging out with friends.
Social.
Yeah,
right. Okay, well, that's one of the things, one of the many things that both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are good for. One of the local chapters that got the money was the Girl Scouts of San Jacinto. Is that, that's how you would pronounce that, I guess, right? $4.5 million. That's a chapter based down in Texas. They said the gift will aid in funding new programs as well as their continued efforts to recover from the pandemic. I wonder how many. That's an interesting story. How many of these organizations, like the Girl Scouts, like the Boy Scouts, like any, you pick a number, the Boys Clubs, those all were affected dramatically by COVID-19 and the pandemic. So at any rate, this is something that will help bring up some of these groups by the bootstraps. Good for her,
she's
good for
amazing.
Them.
Well, what was it just the other month when she donated a home, one of her Beverly Hills estate worth $55 million to a nonprofit in California. Kudos.
At the rate the investment return is on many good stocks, she can keep giving this stuff away at this tempo and not really lose any of her of the value of her assets. So she can give away this kind of money. This is what's hard for a lot of people to grasp. She can give away, keep giving away billions of dollars a year, but the return on the investments of the whatever it was that she got in $39 billion will continue to pile up. So she's very generous. She doesn't have to worry about it. Imagine in your life, well, I guess it would depend on what you worry about in the first place. If you worry about money and you get something like this, or win the lottery like the person did the other day, $484 million for... it was a Powerball. Does that fix all of your problems? Nah, it helps
only
in some respects.
Ones.
Right, exactly. It creates, for many people, a whole set of new problems that they have to be concerned with, like real estate brokers. Hey, how'd you like to buy this building in downtown Boston? Speaking of Boston, yesterday we made a big deal, and today I'm going to make a bigger deal out of the Boston University research into COVID-19 and the proteins that they're working on. There's an article today in the main newspaper in England that goes through the claims the researchers and the information about this deadly COVID strain, 80% kill rate. Remember, talked about the rats and the mice that were being tested yesterday, and 80% of them died. These people created another COVID-19 bug.
Mm-hmm.
The research.
Yeah, they took the spike spike protein from Omicron and mixed it with the original virus and created this super, super deadly bug. Why?
Right.
What is the purpose?
The laboratory at Boston University is a level 3 biosecurity laboratory, and they say that they were examining this new Omicron variant because they want to know what the potential is for the virus, specifically the first strain, as you just said accurately, mixing this new spike protein from the current rash of COVID opportunities, I guess I use that word advisedly, with the first one. So they created what they call a chimeric virus by doing just what you suggested. And they tested the virus on mice who are more susceptible to COVID. The article in the Daily Mail in England highlighted that part of the research was the animal model. I'm quoting the Daily Mail article. Quote, the animal model that was used was a particular type of mouse that's highly susceptible, and 80 to 100% of the infected mice succumb to the disease. It now is more than 80%. It's up to 100%. It's called the Washington strain. So now they've got the director of BU's National Emerging Infectious Disease Lab out to defend. He said in the article, he was quoted as saying, his name is Ronald Corley, whereas Omicron causes a mild disease in these animals, BU's work shows that if these two come together, it'll be a very dangerous disease. Okay, so hello. Is that smart? Is it good? Is it going to help us to prepare for a potential? That's what they're telling us. The Boston Public Health Commission had been informed by BU they were doing this work, and they were given the stamp of approval. Also, the university in doing this was asked whether they told the feds, i.e. Fauci, and they said no. They did not tell the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So one would wonder why, because the research was funded in part by the National Institute of Allergic something or others. Anyway, they say that BU is helping to create better treatments for this year and down the road. So do we agree with that? Do we think that that's what the research is good for?
I can understand that mindset, but what are the safety measures and protocols to make sure that this doesn't get out?
There's the question, because that's what the Chinese, they did the same thing in the laboratory in Wuhan that BU here. And it's right, the Boston University is 21 miles from where I'm sitting right now. So this stuff gets out, who are going to be the first casualties? The people who are in my neighborhood. This would be enough to get me to have a shot, frankly. I don't know. I think we're playing with fire. And it's, I'm not sure that it's necessary. Speaking of playing with fire, the House January 6th panel, Jay, is setting a high bar. They say that Donald Trump is a criminal, and they're going to continue to investigate regardless of the political implications of the all of the decisions that they've made to subpoena people like Donald Trump, are keeping with their prosecutorial style, so they say. And I thought, for whatever the reason, I thought Trump had already been subpoenaed, but he hasn't been, but it supposedly is going to come sometime this week. So he'll ignore it. He won't, you know, he's not going to go.
Yeah, I thought he'd already been subpoenaed, too.
Yeah, I did, but apparently he hasn't. So, anyway, they're working on that. What's the story with the, we got a few seconds. I'm not following, because the Red Sox aren't in it. You following what's going on in baseball with the playoffs?
Not anybody, since James, yesterday anybody? Afternoon.
What happened yesterday afternoon?
Cleveland out? Cleveland lost in game five.
Pretty
rough loss, yeah, by the Yankees.
Really? Those damn Yankees. Ooh, that could be a movie. What do you think of that? I just came up with the title to a movie. Damn Yankees. Oh, wow. That's pretty. I did that all by myself. That's right. Okay, George Floyd's family is filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West. Hoo-ah! You'll remember, I think we talked about this last week, that Kanye has claimed that George Floyd didn't die from police brutality. His death was due to his taking fentanyl. So that ought to be an interesting. They're already ready to go to court to sue. It's just more publicity for Kanye, right?
Well, and I feel like a lot of people have done a lot less, and they don't get away with it. What is it? Because Kanye is such a popular artist, does he get a pass because he's bipolar? What's going on?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is they're going after it because he got a lot of money. Okay, 18 after, this is Good Day.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I recommend the flu vaccine to anyone 6 months or older who is not allergic to it, especially heart patients, because it will, by good studies, lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Obviously, the question out of that comment is, how do you know at 6 months old whether you're allergic to the flu shots or not?
The question then becomes, is the child allergic to egg? If they are, then they might do some allergy testing.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after, it's actually almost 24 past the hour. October the 19th is with us. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week already. Ay, 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 ay. 19th. Okay, so I know. Celebrity news, social media, trending things, Doug's Dirt, focusing on Mark Wahlberg, who has moved. We'll find out where he's going and why he moved right after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
So, Jay, Mark Wahlberg has made a big change with his family. He moved from California to Nevada because his children need a better life. I think this is very interesting because my children who live in California think about doing the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and we see this a lot more so anymore in Hollywood, where people are, even if they stay in California, they're just getting out of Hollywood, maybe going up to Northern California. We see a lot of people going to Wyoming and Montana, and Mark Wahlberg is like, yo, Nevada, what's up?
Right. So he spends a lot of time with his family. He says, I want to be able to work from my home. I moved to California a number of years ago to pursue acting, and I've made a couple of movies. He says, I don't make them there, which I think is interesting. Don't you? He does them all over the place.
Well, yeah, especially with, like, different tax breaks, because you have a lot of people going to Atlanta or Georgia anymore, and then you have Canada, have Ohio as something.
Florida even. Yeah. So anyway, there are a lot of people, Frank, I guess the bottom line message here is that he wants to make sure one of them is an equestrian, one of the sons is a basketball player, the younger son is a golfer, and he says moving to Nevada makes a lot more sense for us, giving ourselves a new look, a fresh start, a lot of opportunity. I don't know that I would like to live in... I thought for a while of having a place in Las Vegas at one point when you and I didn't really feel like I wanted to go to California. Okay, so I'll go to Las Vegas, try that out. It didn't really settle well with me. But there are, as you said, Katy Perry's moved there. A lot of people are moving there because they want to get out of L.A. Understand that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog or cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet and you'll both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part at least to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. The general said, quote, please take my word seriously. I'm talking about evacuations as quickly as possible, end quote. The parents of the 15-year-old suspect and one of the victims in the Raleigh mass shooting that left five people dead and two injured released a statement Tuesday through their attorneys. Alan and Elise Thompson wrote, words cannot begin to describe our anguish and sorrow. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out the soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them this election cycle.
But they've been rubber stamps for the radical left agenda for 2 years, and now they're forced to face the voters.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here, speaking of the universe, a black hole has been spewing out material after shredding a star. There has never been anything like this. Never seen anything. A small star ripped to shreds when it wandered too close to a black hole in a galaxy located 665 million light years away from the Earth.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. After listening to that promo, I'm interested in the meteor shower that's around right now. Have you seen this? The Orionid? Is it? It's the Orionid meteor shower. I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
yeah,
from constellation like Orion.
Yeah, that's like the direction it looks like from where it's coming. And
right.
It peaks, I think, over the next couple of days. I haven't seen anything from it yet.
Yeah. It's a beautiful shower. NASA says you can see it every year. You catch a glimpse of this as the shooting stars travel by the Earth at 148,000 miles an hour. They leave trails as well, sometimes
again, depending on how clear the sky is and where you live, you can't see it in L.A., can't see it in New York, can't probably see it in Cleveland where all the lights are. But those of you who are out in the middle of nowhere, you look at up at the sky for the next couple of nights, you'll see not only the meteor shower itself, but then you see the trails, the things that come with it, the debris behind it. And some of this stuff is from Halley's Comet, which is the parent of this this shower, a meteor shower. It's really,
which is astounding because Halley's Comet is 76 years, takes 76 years to orbit the sun.
You go around.
And see the Orionids every year.
Yeah, right. So what Jay is saying is that this the comet itself goes in orbit like the Earth and all the planets in the solar system. It's in orbit around the sun, but it takes it 76 years to do one orbit. So the question, as you have aptly put it, okay, if that's the case, then where the heck are these, the meteor shower, where is it coming from? If it's related to the, is it Halley's Comet or Halley's? I've pronounced it both ways during the course of my talking about this.
This one's Halley's Comet, and then the other one is Hale-Bopp.
Hale-Bopp. Is that like Mbop?
Mbop.
Okay, so the best night to see it, today's the 19th, Wednesday. Friday night, looks like around 2 a.m. local time, you'll be able to spot this meteor. Let's see, where will I be? Where will I be at that point in time? Well, I'll be in Los Angeles at that time. You can't see anything in the sky in Los Angeles. So I guess I'm out of luck. But you'll be able to see it probably, Jay. James can see it. I don't know. Dallas, a lot of lights down there, too. Anyway, they're active for 3 months here and there. The first one of them was visible the 26th of September, and the last one will be visible the 22nd of November. What is so amazing about this, among other things, is that the scientists at NASA have figured out how this thing works and when it's going to be visible, pretty much down to the minute. How do they do that? Right? You ever wonder that? There are 10 or 20 meteors that go by every hour. Mm-hmm. And they know what the speed is. They know where they're going to be in the sky. And they know how long they're going to be visible. I think that is absolutely amazing.
Kudos
to the minds of these people who've got this figured out. Good Lord.
What is the moon right now over the next couple of days?
Where's the moon?
No, what is it? Because I know whenever it's a new moon and it doesn't cause additional, I don't want to call the moon light pollution, but no. Whenever there's a full moon, it's a little bit more difficult to see some of the stars because the moon's so bright.
Mm-hmm. The moon is in its outer, in its fading phase. And so under the circumstance, what did you say, James? I didn't hear what you said.
So it's waning now?
It's waning, thank you. That is the gray. Waxing and waning. And it's in its waning phase. That is correct. All right. So we got the moon taken care of. We got the NASA people taken care of. And now a moment of silence for James McDivitt, former astronaut, commanded Gemini 4 and Apollo 9, passed away yesterday at the age of 93, peacefully in his sleep, lived in Tucson. He was a commander of Gemini 4. I met him once, wonderfully distinguished. He's what you want an astronaut to look like in his senior years, if that makes any sense. He was he came from Chicago, went up and, he was assigned to the Gemini 5 mission in 1965. Ed White was the fellow pilot. It had been touted as the most ambitious flight to date. All of the flights in the mid-60s were the build-up for going to the moon. And they started when Kennedy said in 62, by the time we get to the end of the decade, let's have a man walking on the moon. So right away, the government poured billions of dollars into NASA to create, to build the space hardware that was necessary for the Gemini program, for the Apollo program. And so it was one of the, I believe, I stick to this because I say it pretty much all the time when they get into these discussions, that this is the best use of our money in terms of what we do. I know many of you say, oh, no, it's the Defense Department. Nah, that's pejorative. This gets us, this is new information, It brings us fresh points of view on what's going on in the world. I remember all these guys that were, actually my friend Jay Honeycutt, who was the original personnel director, he picked all these guys. Honeycutt went on to become the director of the space shuttle program, and then he was the director of Kennedy Space Center for about 4.5 years. What a fabulous, the things that I was able to do, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me when we became friends, and it all started when he heard me on the air talking about I had experience. I was invited to go to Houston to the Houston Space Center, and the fellow who ran it wanted me to see. I don't know where they first. He had heard me, and he thought, "Oh, you'll have a good time. Come over." And then so when the other guy, this was in Houston, so his counterpart in Cape Kennedy heard me talking about it. He said, "There's nothing going on over there. Come see where the real action is over here." So that led to me becoming very good friends with him and going to 4 launches over the course of I don't know, probably 10 years, and meeting guys like McDivitt. Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, all those guys were in the same class. Jay Honeycutt picked them all. They had what a distinguished career. Can you imagine what it felt like to go up, to be the first guy to go up into that? I think about what Shatner has said about his experience, 90 minutes up and back. And that was what Alan Shepard experienced, pretty much the same thing in 64, 65, somewhere in there.
But it seems like it would be something that's so scary even today,
late 50s,
just to go up, but the fact that nobody did it before. It was completely unknown territory. How terrifying and yet so beautifully amazing that had to happen all at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It's, it takes a lot of starch. Somebody's really gut what it takes, right? He logged 14 days in space after the Apollo 9 mission. He went into lunar landing operations. He was the manager of that. Led the group that designed the spacecraft for the Lunar Exploration Program. And he had a very distinguished career in the Air Force. So the passing is noted of astronaut James McDivitt, for those who remember those days, and why wouldn't we? If we don't remember them, we ought to at least study them and know a lot about what those men did, because they were real pioneers, explorers. We talk a lot about the people who came here first to open up the trade routes, and they thought they were going to India, and they landed here, and what courageous men they were. They got nothing on these guys, right? I mean, they didn't know what they were. They had no idea what was going to happen.
No idea.
This tower has so much explosive capability. It's a controlled explosion when they take off. That's what it is. So, imagine that all that stuff has to be built safely and strong enough to maintain its integrity through thousands and thousands of degrees of heat, and the job goes to the low bidder. So think about that. Okay, the guy who says he'll build it cheapest is the one who's building this rocket that I'm going to go to the moon on. And we know the problems that they had in the Apollo 13 mission. Anyway, so McDivitt, good for him. Here's, here we go, the Saudis. Our friends, the Saudis, right? They're our friends. So, Saeed Ibrahim Al-Mahdi, arrested last November, visiting his family in Saudi Arabia, has been sentenced to 16 years. He moved to America, became an American citizen. Now he's going to go to jail for 16 years because he said bad things about the Saudis in a tweet. And apparently during the trial there were a lot of shots taken at the U.S. State Department. So this is what's going on with our friends the Saudis. This guy's a 72-year-old project manager. He was living in Florida arrested while visiting his family in Saudi Arabia. And now, according to the Associated Press, he's going to be in jail for 16 years. So he'll die in jail.
Just because of something.
Because he tweeted
that freedom of speech is not worldwide.
Nah, not Saudi Arabia. We all know what they're like over there. So the question remains, always in my mind, why do we have all of these dealings with the Saudis who were responsible for September 11th? They've been responsible for all kinds of mayhem. We don't crack down on them. We seem to love them because whoever or however it's done, the oil more important than anything else. So here's the Saudi, the last court case there was before this guy. Saudi courts sentenced a woman to 45 years in jail for damaging the country through her social media activity as well. This was a Saudi doctoral student at Leeds University in England, sentenced to another one, 34 years for spreading rumors and retweeting dissent from people who live in Saudi Arabia. 14 mild tweets, her father says, over 7 years, criticizing the government and its policies and talking about the corruption that's rampant there. So they found her when she was visiting. And so the mistake these people made was visiting. They weren't, all of them were not Saudi citizens. Right? So what's Joe Biden doing about this? Zero. Nada. Nothing. And what's he going to do about it? Zero. Nada. Nothing. He says, remember when he ran for president, he was going to make Saudi Arabia a pariah? Right. 48 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Time at 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program for Farm, Food, and Family Connections. You'll be happy to know, Jay, and so will all the people listening, if you like seafood bisque, today is your day. Comes up every year on October 19th, and we're very excited to help you all celebrate the bisque, as you probably can imply, is a French word, bisque, le bisque.
Mm-hmm. I love le bisque. Especially like crab, she crab soup, or
right.
Lobster bisque. Oh,
yeah.
Yum.
I like shrimp and lobster. Yeah, right. So the history of the day, the history of the dish itself, seems to be, if you'll pardon the pun, a bit fishy. Aha! According to historians, the word bisque is derived from the French biscuits, which means twice cooked. Huh. I didn't know that. Do you know that? Cooking biscuits.
I did not. Yeah.
Twice? You cook it twice.
Method for cooking it. Yeah. First
there seems to be
the stock and then again with the cream.
Yeah. Seems to be a dispute surrounding the name, as another set of people believe the word originates from the Bay of Biscay, which is on the coast of France, near Spain. The first use of the word, traceable to the 17th century, although today the bisque has been accorded the status of a fancy soup. It is, yeah, I think you pay more for it in a restaurant. But when it was first put together, if you will, it was a soup for fishermen who used the shells from whatever they were catching when they were out looking for shellfish. That sort of went into the bone. That was the flavor, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, yeah. So then there's
it's
broth and cream.
Like the how far it has come.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, and lobster bisque goes back to the 1840s. Do you know that lobster fisheries didn't get established here until then? And most of them were established up in Maine, which is the source of most of the good lobster, even today. Right? When you go into a restaurant, I want Maine lobster. That stuff that they... There's lobster that they get off the coast of Connecticut, and it really is amazing how much different it is.
All right,
so National Seafood Biscuit, good Doug, Bisc Day. In a moment, some information on milk, if you will, right after this.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's some info on milk and where it came from. It goes back to prehistoric times. Farmers in Europe, 4,300 years ago, the day dairy fat traced, they used it for making pottery, and they used it on the walls of buildings they were building. How about that? Milk. Yes, the same stuff you drink. And so there's that.
Does the building good.
Yeah, right. Think about that. Who would have thought that if you didn't know it? So anyway, ceramics and stuff, you go back a number of years, actually to the 6th millennium before Christ, B.C. A lot of research being done by some professors in various colleges in Europe to get to the bottom line. And I could go off on my old tangent about A2 milk and A1 milk and all of that. Here's a grandmother who has been rushed to a hospital, went to a wedding, eating cupcakes. She didn't know they had weed in them. So 63-year-old grandmother and another guest chowing down on the treats. The granny, who is anonymous, says the next thing she remembers is lying in a hospital bed. The cupcakes laced with weed. So there's probably a warning there. Right?
It seems like this keeps happening. We keep hearing stories about people went to a party or they went to a wedding and somebody thought it would be a fun idea to do this and not let people know.
And they don't know who did it either, by the way. All right, 59 after the hour here.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.